If you're a pastor, elder, deacon, nonprofit, board member, or business owner, I need you to listen to this. K&K Furnishings needs to be on your short list. K&K Furnishings are committed to helping you find the right furnishings for your church or organization. These guys specialize in quality worship seating, welcome centers, cafes, nurseries, classrooms, as well as stage and podium furnishings. The two owners have over 70 years of combined pastoral experience, so not only will every transaction be handled with integrity and professionalism, but they have the experience to provide you with the perfect solutions for your furniture needs, and they absolutely understand your budget constraints and demands. K&K Furnishings are devoted to providing you quality pieces that save you money. They can do this because they don't have the overhead of a brick and mortar store, and they have relationships with over 200 manufacturers nationwide. Look, we all know there's a lot of junk out there. K&K understands that many times bargains aren't true money savers. They end up costing you more in the long run. At K&K, they believe that quality furnishings don't have to be outrageously expensive. And here's the best part. K&K Furnishings sells nationally and can also provide in-person consultations in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. If you can't meet in person, they'd be happy to set up a Zoom consultation for you today. So whatever your next project is, whether it's your home office or your church sanctuary, K&K Furnishings is the only place you need to look. Go to www.kkfurnishings.com to see how they can help you, or call 567-318-4520. That's www.kkfurnishings.com, or call 567-318-4520, or click on the link in the description of this episode. K&K Furnishings, furnishing business, education, worship, and hospitality for the glory of God. Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta tell you about Jacob's Supply. Jacob's Supply is the place you gotta go for all of your material needs. These guys bring you construction supplies and appliances for up to 50% off retail price, all brand new. You a home builder? Need some lumber? Jacob's Supply has you covered. You a deacon at your church and you're in charge of that next Narthex floor job? Jacob's Supply has got you. Heck, they got Cortec Luxury Vinyl Plank right now for $3.59 a square foot. Go look that stuff up at Lowe's or Home Depot, man. That stuff is selling for $7 to $8 a square foot. That's over 50% off retail. Even if you just have some home projects you're working on, Jacob's Supply is the place for you. I just built an outdoor grilling area this spring for that old smoker and grill. Guess where I got the metal roof, lumber, and screws? Yeah, that's right, Jacob's Supply. Looking for a fridge, stove, washer, dryer? They got them all, and they're name brand. Samsung, Bosch, Frigidaire, all 20, 30, 40% off retail. Brand new and ready for you. Located in Temperance, Michigan, it's worth it to stop by even if you're a few hours away. And remember, Jacob's Supply can ship products nationally too. So even if you're out of state, you got to check them out. Follow them on Facebook at Jacob's Supply or call them direct at 734-224-0978. That's 734-224-0978. Remember, Jacob's Supply, quality building materials at wholesale prices. And now, on to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Dead Men Walking Short. It's where we take a subject and we kind of pick it apart a little bit, kind of try to teach as much as we can. And tonight, today, this afternoon.
Who knows when we're recording
this? This morning, whenever you are listening to this wonderful episode by Greg and I, we are going to be talking about antinomianism this evening.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, this is a subject that a lot of people might not know about.
Not by name, but once we explain it, I bet, you know what I mean?
Probably, people will they'll understand it. Yeah.
It's gotten pretty popular.
Right, right. Greg, would you like to bring us with the definition, or do you want me to read it here?
Yeah, go ahead and give us a brief definition.
Okay. Antinomianism is any view which rejects laws or legalism and argues against moral, religious, or social norms.
Mm. Because there's kind of a stream of this in the secular culture too, but for the theological term we're talking about, it's basically against the law, like not believing in the law. So antinomianism is also compared to like hypergrace, basically says, hey, we're not under the Mosaic law anymore because we're in Christ. Yeah. It's been fulfilled. And essentially all my sins, if grace is boundless and everlasting and forever, then I can keep on sinning.
Yeah.
And
hypergrace.
I'm not bound by those laws anymore.
Right.
And I think you and I can both say that we categorically reject that.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you know, sometimes some Christians that believe that will argue out of Romans 6:14 that says, for sin will have no dominion over you since you are not under the law, but under grace. Mm. right?
Yep.
And Paul's talking about some civil and ceremonial laws there. He didn't say, oh, you don't have to obey the Mosaic law anymore and go ahead and start murdering people at will. Start cheating on your wife and husband.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
That. Yeah, because later on in Romans 13:8, and I think you have Galatians 5, 13.
5:13 and Titus 2:11-12.
Yeah. Because it says, owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Mm. So you're fulfilling the law when you love one another.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Galatians 5:14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So we're still fulfilling the law of God through love and clearly the Mosaic law as well.
Right.
Where this gets a little dangerous is when it's when antinomianism is disguised as that hyper grace. Mm-hmm. Which there's a lot of movements that are doing that, that are saying, hey, look at, you can keep sinning because God's grace is enough, right? They don't really focus too much on the repent and the actual sin part. They focus really hyper on the grace part.
Yeah, no. I was just going to say that, Titus 2:11-12, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. And also in Galatians 5:13, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh.
That's good.
But through love, serve one another. And 14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out and that you are not consumed by one another. Yeah, so to continually go on sinning, say that it's covered by grace and grace abounds, you know, Romans 6.
Or Romans 6, 1 and 2, right?
Yeah,
Paul addresses
exactly.
It.
Yep, yep.
He says, what shall we say then? Yep. Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
Mm.
So this has been around for a while because Paul's addressing it.
Right.
He's addressing hyper-grace, antinomianism.
Yeah.
So it's not something that's sprung up, you know, in the last 100 or 200 years.
Yeah.
We rebrand sometimes in Christianity.
Right.
And, you know, there are some denominations and some movements that really focus and they call it hyper-grace.
Yeah.
And it's unbiblical.
Yeah, exactly.
So and be aware of it.
Dude, this is something, we could probably talk about this for a whole episode. We might need to been 5 minutes.
Yeah, be looking out for it, guys, because we might do a whole episode on this and just really dig in to the origins of it and how it's affecting the modern church, because I think it's an important subject.
Definitely.
Cool, we got it?
Yep.
All right, guys, as always, God bless. Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at Real DMW Podcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the Pump DV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None of your biscuits.